The summer of 2004 will go down in movie history as the summer of political documentaries. First came Control Room, then Fahrenheit 9/11, and now The Corporation. Here's Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan on The Corporation.
The corporation is today's dominant institution, something like the church or the monarchy of centuries past. It also has, under law, the legal rights of an individual. But if that's the case, exactly what kind of a person is it?
General Electric is a kind old man with lots of stories.
Nike.
Young.
Energetic.
Microsoft. Aggressive.
McDonald's. Young, outgoing, enthusiastic.
Monsanto. Immaculately dressed.
Disney. Goofy.
The film The Corporation analyzes the thing The Corporation as if it were a person of flesh and blood. The film even submits it to a standardized personality diagnostic checklist. The conclusion, backed up by an FBI consultant and expert in the field, is that the corporation acts just like a psychopath.
They would have all the characteristics. And in fact, in many respects, corporation of that sort is the prototypical psychopath.
Obviously, this film takes issue with one view of corporations as inevitable and indispensable for progress and the good life. Instead, it takes the opposite view and asks what it means for our world that corporations are as powerful as they are. This is done in such an entertaining way, the film has won audience awards at Sundance, as well as the Amsterdam, Vancouver, Calgary, and Toronto film festivals. The Canadian filmmakers interviewed 40 subjects, heads of major corporations, pillars of the economic establishment, including Milton Friedman and Peter Drucker, and such counterculture gadflies as Michael Moore, yes, that Michael Moore, and Noam Chomsky. The corporation takes great pains to be as visually diverse and clever as it is intellectually provocative. The film mixes in smart graphics and a wild collection of footage that includes a series of shots of early aircraft crashing and burning. It's that kind of a film. The corporation gives a lot of space to examples of what it considers antisocial corporate behavior. These include an attempt to privatize all of the water in a city in Bolivia, including rainwater, to the commissioning of an advertising study whose aim was giving children better tools to nag their parents to buy stuff. Really. So it's a relief to spend time with Ray Anderson, the CEO of Interface, the world's largest commercial carpet manufacturer.
We're leaving a terrible legacy of poisoning and diminishment of the environment for our grandchildren's grandchildren, generations not yet born. Some people have called that intergenerational tyranny, a form of taxation without representation levied by us, some generations yet to be. It's the wrong thing to do.
He's made ecological sustainability a core company value. If corporations really are what's called doom machines created in our search for wealth, the film also provides a glimmer of hope that maybe it's not too late to tinker with the engine.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.